Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. We got 24 and a half more minutes of this here show to go on this Tuesday, April the 22nd, 2025. I'm Tim with Ed and Wesley. And now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joined us. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you, Steve?
I'm well. I'm well. Good day here in Mississippi.
I got a funny Babylon Bee text from my
okay, let me take that out of my stack here.
What? So hold on. So my friend's he's Catholic, and he didn't like the Pope. I'm talking about the Pope that just passed away.
Yeah. Yes. Respectfully, he didn't like the Pope.
Yeah, I'm not speaking ill of the dead here.
Right.
He didn't like him when he was alive.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And he voiced his I think I talked about this. You know, I said to him one day, I said, because we go out to golf together sometimes. And when you're in a golf cart with somebody for 3.5-4 hours.
Yeah, talk about something.
Yeah. So we talk. So
I'll go to Chipotle.
If I want to throw him off. If he's beating me, I want to throw him off. I just bring up the Pope, and his whole demeanor changes, and he can't focus anymore. You know what I'm saying? His shots start going in the water and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't do that every time, but if I'm like 5 strokes behind,
you got to catch up.
I'll throw in some Pope talk and watch it. He turns into like the incredible. You know how the Hulk changes?
Yes.
That's what happens.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's bad.
He comes right.
But I don't do that every time.
He rips through his clothes.
I don't want to upset his day every time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he sent me a text.
Because the Pope did say some very controversial things.
He did.
Including saying that, you know, all religions lead to God and that kind of thing.
So here's what he sent me. Read it out loud.
All right, this is the Babylon Bee. Catholic Church to consider electing Pope, who's a Catholic this time. That's funny.
Because the Pope said and did things that was really, many times, weren't Catholic.
Right.
Weren't in keeping with traditional Catholic teaching.
Yes.
And you can go to AFN.net and hear a story.
So that's what my friend would say.
Yeah.
So Catholic Church to consider electing a Pope who's a Catholic this time. So I thought that was funny.
Got some more Babylon and B though.
I mean, if
you do it all now, if you want, I got two more.
I'm about to make a very astute comment.
Oh, sure.
Go for it.
So
be quiet.
If the Pope is going to say that all religions lead to God, isn't that what he said? I'm not over exaggerating. Then why does someone have to become a Catholic?
Bingo.
Okay.
You just bingoed.
Yeah, I mean, or becoming anything. I don't understand. Like if on X, a lot of times I'm watching I don't get involved in it because it's exhausting, but the Catholics are fighting with the Protestants, the Orthodox are fighting with the Catholics and the Protestants. Protestants are fighting amongst themselves, okay, on X, on social media.
Yeah.
And what the Catholics will say, or what the Eastern Orthodox will say, is you have to belong to our church in order to be saved. Well, if the Pope says all religions lead to God, then why become a Catholic? Anyway, I just thought I would repeat that.
Steve's got the answer for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Steve.
Notre Dame, they got a good football team.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm not.
It all comes back to football.
Yeah.
Really, the meaning of life in football.
Okay.
You think I'm on the right track?
Well, listen, all sports lead to heaven, Tim. I'm just going to say all sports do. All sports lead to peace.
Hey, Notre Dame has touchdown Jesus.
That's
what more do you want, right?
Right. All right. So
for those who don't know what we're talking about, if you go to Notre Dame's football stadium, in the background is a mural on the campus of Notre Dame, a Catholic school, with a mural of Jesus. And he's holding his hands up.
Right.
And it isn't meant to be
touchdown.
It isn't meant to be sacrilegious.
Right.
It was just coincidental that you can see this behind the stadium. Am I right?
Right.
Yes.
Behind the goalpost.
You can see through the end zone.
So they call that touchdown Jesus.
He's holding his hands up as if to welcome people to the Christian
faith. Right, right.
And it looks like he's signaling touchdown.
Touchdown for Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Steve, go ahead.
You want to continue with Babylon Bee or leave that for later?
Steve, whatever you're You know, just follow your heart, Steve.
Okay, well, let's leave those. We'll come back to the Babylon Bee.
Yes, okay. at the end of this segment.
Yes, because I heard you reference this a little bit earlier. In Minneapolis, they have arrested a guy named Dylan Adams.
Dylan?
This is outrageous.
Dylan Adams was arrested and charged with vandalizing, I believe, 6 Teslas, causing some $20,000 worth of damage.
I saw him on video.
Yeah. Yeah, because all the Tesla cars have the videos. You know, this is the stupidest thing. They go and,
I know, right?
They're all recorded. But the Minneapolis office of attorney's office, Mary Moriarty, said she's not going to charge him.
What did she say?
We're going to put him in.
Like a district attorney's office who's responsible for prosecuting crime?
Yes.
What did they say?
He said, our main priorities are to secure restitution for the victim and hold Mr. Adams accountable. As a result, we will file for pre-charge diversion to both facilitate both of these goals, an approach taken in many property crimes. So they're going to put him in a diversion program, basically counseling, I guess.
This fella. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, listen to the Minneapolis Police Department. They're not happy. This is a quote from Brian O'Hara, who's the police chief in Minneapolis. He said the Minneapolis Police Department did its job. It identified and investigated a crime trend, identified and arrested the suspect, and presented a case to the Hennepin County Attorney's Office for consideration of charges. The case impacted at least 6 different victims and totaled over $20,000 in damage. Any frustration related to the charging decision of the Hennepin County attorney should be directed solely at her office. Our investigators are always frustrated when the cases they pour their hearts into are declined. In my experience, the victims in these cases often feel the same.
And that was, what's the name of that police chief?
His name is Brian O'Hara.
Brian O'Hara. Brian O'Hara. You know how it's going to.
All right, so what you got here, this fella who is videotaped doing this crime, that is vandalizing these Tesla cars in Minneapolis, it says a progressive district attorney has declined to charge a Tim Walz state employee allegedly called.
He works for the government there.
Okay, so 33-year-old government employee Dylan Brian Adams. That's the fella's name who's accused of doing this crime. But you know, when you're watching him on video, the accused,
yeah, I was about to
the accused
say
word, you just throw that out because he's taking it upon himself. He's unhinged. Obviously, so he decides just to start vandalizing people's cars, Tesla cars in a parking lot, I guess. $20,000, they say, in damages. And so is the police.
Six different vehicles or 6 different Teslas.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So he, but here again, you have a blue state. And am I right? In most places like this, the district attorney is elected.
I think that's probably true for most big cities. It's an elected position.
Okay, so I will say this. The people of Minneapolis, if they elected this district attorney, I know people get upset and frustrated like the police chief is here in Minneapolis. Is it Minneapolis?
Yes.
It is Minneapolis.
Okay, so, but the people of Minneapolis agree with this district attorney. Okay? The people of Minneapolis don't want crimes prosecuted.
You're saying otherwise they would have voted.
Otherwise they would vote for a rational law and order type of district attorney. I don't even know why they had district attorneys in New York and in Los Angeles and in Chicago and in places like, where is this, Minneapolis?
Soros has to have someplace to spend his money.
Yeah.
You talk about soft on crime. This guy's caught red-handed doing this, or blue-handed, I should say, doing this, and they're saying he's going to have restitution. In other words, he's going to have to work to pay this off. That's what they're saying, right? That's what the
deal. Yeah, well, yeah. What they say is, if he has a job, he'll have money.
I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
You throw his rear end in jail for about a year.
This is being considered terrorism charges in many jurisdictions.
I guarantee you, if this was the judge's car, he'd be in jail.
That's a good point.
If this was the judge's car, go ahead.
Well, Steve, you did mention George Soros.
Yeah.
Why don't you explain what you mean by that?
That's no joke.
That's not a joke.
George Soros, very liberal mover. He's ancient. His son is actually taking over his empire. But he has poured millions of dollars into this country to elect district attorneys and
attorney general.
And attorneys general that are liberal on crime, soft on crime, because they believe that all crime is because of some cultural thing. No one's going to commit crime, but they've been deprived and everything. And then there's also the part of them that wants to kind of tear down the country a little bit before they can build it up.
Next story.
Let me just toss this one thing in. Soros understood properly that while you might not be able to influence the culture always on a national level with those elections, you can make a ton of changes if you pour money into local races and elect a leftist prosecutor.
It all flows upwards, doesn't it?
Because people do not spend a lot of money running for citywide office.
Right.
So you pour $1 million into prosecutor race,
it'll overwhelm
the opponents, and then you make the changes you want to make.
By the way, at his charging hearing, his first appearance in court, I believe that Dylan Bryan Adams said, "This is true. Everything I do it for you."
Is that supposed to be Bob Dylan
and Bryan Adams combined?
Everything I do. Yes. Do oh, that's right. You. Yeah, the song from Robin Hood.
He was part of the Carpenters.
Yeah, I think we're getting off track.
Sorry.
Just a little bit.
Sorry.
Bob Dylan was from Minnesota, though.
I want to play you some sound.
Bob Dylan?
I wish. I love Bob Dylan. I do. He won a Nobel Prize.
Hey!
He won a Nobel Prize. All right. We've been talking off and on about the Democrats that were just vowing with everything they had that Joe Biden was fine before the debate. Oh, my gosh. He's tip-top. He's running circles around his staff. He's working.
Never been better.
30 hours a day. And then the debate. And then they all got quiet for a bit. But now people are starting to ask people like Elizabeth Warren, well, didn't you see it? You must have seen it. Well, she was on a debate. It's called the Talk Easy podcast with Sam Fragoso. And this is the question, and it's what she said. Cut 10.
Do you regret saying that President Biden had a mental acuity? He had a sharpness to him. You said that up until July of last year.
I said what I believe to be true.
And you think he was as sharp as you?
I said I had not seen decline. And I hadn't at that point.
You did not see any decline from 2024 Joe Biden to 2021 Joe Biden?
Not when I said that. You know, the thing is, he was sharp. He was on his feet. I saw it.
I got it.
Live event. I had meetings with him a couple of times.
Senator, on his feet is not praise. He can speak in sentences is not praise.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, you heard a lot of long pauses there as she got caught. What am I going to say? It was quite telling.
For the Republicans, we have moved on and we're excited. There's a lot of good things happening to the Trump administration. But you got to think back, if you're on that side, you're on that team. They're going to be answering for that for a while.
Yeah.
So that same question for a while because go ahead, Dad.
No, this is as simple as what it seems like it is. Okay. The mainstream media and the Democrat Party, they knew.
They knew the truth.
They knew he was losing it and he was not capable of being president again, intellectually and mentally. He was like a person who needs, you need to wonder, where are they? You know what I'm saying? Where's Grandpa? You know, he went out in the yard. Really, where is he? He's across the street. I mean, that he was in that kind of condition. That's because right. We all saw pictures and heard from him, and he wouldn't do any press interviews.
Right.
But they were hope. They didn't. I think the Democrats were stuck in this sense. If they said, "What? Hey, he's no longer qualified. He's no longer fit to be president." Then what do? Then they got to throw Kamala Harris out.
Mm-hmm.
But we see what happened there, and they knew that was going to happen, I think. I'm talking about the Democrat leadership. They knew we can't go with Kamala Harris. She'll lose, which is what happened. But they were stuck, so they got to pretend. Mm-hmm. Now, in politics, Republicans and Democrats can both pretend.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of Republicans right now pretending they agree with the tariffs that Trump's initiating, but they don't. But they're saying they do. They're pretending. And some of us, we have to do that in life. We have to pretend we like somebody we don't for peace.
Or pretend that my wife's dinner tastes good.
Oh.
Well, you said that, and you're on your own.
I'm speaking in general terms.
You're just an analogy, right?
Yes, I'm
right.
Saying that we are, all of us humans are capable of doing what the Democrats did right there.
Does his dress make me look fat?
Yes.
Not from a distance here.
So the Democrats were just stuck. They didn't know what to do exactly, and they had no leadership to say, okay, we got to tell him to resign so we can get somebody, so we can have a primary, a real primary. They should have done this after the midterms, okay? After the midterms, the Democrats should have said, we got to have a primary because we want to pick somebody we think is electable and can win. And Kamala Harris isn't it. She isn't the person. But they didn't do that, and so they got what they got.
And it ultimately was a bad decision, yes. And that's the reason, yes. Hence the interview.
Yes, and I think she's telling a whopper right there. Well, in the end, she said, you got a point there. Basically said, you got me.
Yeah.
I was just going to add also that if you as a Democratic Party say, Joe Biden is going to step down. He is not going to run for re-election because he's not able to do the job.
Right.
If he gets elected.
Right.
Then you go, yeah, but he's got a whole year.
Right.
President.
Right.
Doesn't he need to resign right. the office?
Stands to reason.
It stands to reason, and they could not risk that.
Well, then they would have. This is all hindsight, but then they probably would have been better off to let Kamala Harris. Maybe not. She would have lost anyway, I think. But let her assume the presidency because she is the VP. And that's who they picked.
Right.
Okay, they picked her to be the VP out of all the people.
Yeah.
They could have picked. The Democrats picked her. But then early on they learned, okay, she remember that all the word salad she had, interviews she had? And then finally they shut down the interviews. Right. Anyway.
Well, I'm wondering if anybody noticed some slippage in Joe Biden's mental acuity, even when he was vice president back before 2016.
Well, yeah, because he ran from the basement. Remember that?
Yeah.
He ran
well, for, in 2020.
He didn't really campaign.
My point is when the Democrats have been addicted lately, at least the last two elections, they have put up awful candidates, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden won Joe Biden won in 2020.
Air quotes, right? Don't want to get into that argument.
No, but...
I don't mind. Go ahead.
But they seem addicted to next man up or the power they see they deserve it. Hillary Clinton was Hillary Clinton, and she's the big mover in the Democrat Party, and I deserve this, so I'm going to go get this, and so it has to be me.
Well, that's the way the world works. You know, you get in line, work your way up, and it's your turn. Hillary Clinton... she almost won. She won the popular vote. She wasn't a terrible candidate. I mean, she lost in the end, but she wasn't the worst candidate.
I think she was an unlikable
candidate. Unlikable.
That was the problem.
She was an unlikable person, but so was Trump.
There were some people doing the Joe Biden cover-up with Hillary Clinton as well. Do you remember seeing her having to be helped into a van when she couldn't stand up on her own two feet?
Anyway, this is where we're rehashing something.
We are?
We're rehashing. We brought this up because this with Elizabeth Warren being questioned probably by a liberal
And like I said, like I said 10 minutes ago when we started this conversation, this will be something while we've moved on as Republicans and conservatives, and you know we're having a lot of fun with Trump's team. The Democrats are going to be there. That's going to be the question at the next debate when there is a debate.
Right.
Next story, Steve.
All right. Kent State had put up a giant art exhibit on
Kent
campus.
Kent State University in Ohio,
of the infamous National Guard shooting. And I don't know if this is kind of related as far as violence is concerned, because one of the displays of art they had was a giant mural of Donald Trump's head on a pike next to the words, "We only have to get lucky once." The school defended it at first, and then when they started getting a whole lot of pushback, then they said, okay, we should take it down. And they say the artist himself took it down voluntarily. But
the violent threats and violence attempts on his life. But let's just talk about the violent threats and innuendos that have occurred for Donald Trump. I'm going all the way back when he got elected in 2016. Okay, Snoop Dogg, you know, with the picture on his album or whatever, and then what's that C-list actress that
Kathy Griffin.
Yep. I mean, all this guy. Well, Madonna saying, "I dream about blowing up the White House." This has gone on for Donald Trump. I don't know why he doesn't have PTSD.
Yeah.
But this is no shocker. This is increasingly the left.
It is.
They are proud of their violent tendencies, and they believe that this is a fight to the death.
Well, a lot of them applauded the shooting death of that insurance.
Yes.
And the only thing he did was disagree with them. By the way, if you disagree with them, they wouldn't be that upset about your murder. Hey, can I just want to get something in before we leave here, because this is breaking news from our friends at the Babylon Bee, who have discovered that people who bypassed the legal process to get into the country are demanding the legal process before being kicked out.
That's their headline.
Say that again. Yes. That's funny.
People who bypassed the legal process
right
in migrating to the U.S. demand legal process before being kicked out. Also, by the way, from the Supreme Court, Babylon Bee, to overrule the Supreme Court, because you know Donald Trump has had problems with the Supreme Court, but to overrule them, he has established a new ultra supreme mega court.
It'll be the best ever.
Best ever.
It'll be the best ever. listen, it is ludicrous that the people who, you know, there are no illegal humans, all that argument about, okay, so maybe they broke the law to get in. Who cares? We can bend the law. They are becoming supreme legalists now, saying, no, you got to have due process of law. It really is. The Babylon Bee, for however long they've been in existence, probably 10 years now.
Yeah.
I think they were in existence when Trump won in 2016. Their brilliance is revealed every single day. Whoever's
comedic
writing these
geniuses,
headlines,
right?
Yeah, the comedic geniuses,
yeah,
they ought to get a gift certificate to Chipotle in Mexico City.
Right.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you for yours. We appreciate it. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Ed?
Yeah.
Wesley?
Enjoyed it.
Brent Creeley, our producer. Chris Woodward was on earlier. And
Dr. Frank Turek.
Dr. Frank Turek. Is that all today? That's all today. We hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. And keep listening to American Family Radio.
May is coming.